Yang Dru. Thank you so much, Madam Chair. Please allow me to congratulate the MRIP Chair on her election. I am Sadie from the Wiradjuri Nation of Australia, and I recognise and pay respects to elders and ancestors from all Indigenous peoples here today. I speak to you as a representative of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Higher Education Consortium and as an OHCHR Indigenous Fellow. We thank the West Australian Government for their detailed response to the MRIP visit to Western Australia and are pleased to hear the commitment to closing the gap targets. We know as Indigenous people that strong families and connection to culture grows children who flourish, access education opportunities and become leaders. This is why we urge broad action to help stop the harmful policies that negatively impact our children and their connection to family and culture. Australia has not fully implemented UNDRIP or the recommendations of the Bringing Them Home report, and the MRIP report showcased how this can lead to a landscape of disempowerment and more children being taken from families. This is a global issue faced by many Indigenous peoples, and we urge the government to review policies that allow adoption without parental consent, require English as the language of educational instruction, and increase already high youth detention. We must learn from our past mistakes and work towards a future that includes the cultural understandings and lessons learnt from our elders. Indigenous-specific curriculum is needed in all service provision qualifications, with particular focus on social work degrees. We must no longer graduate a future workforce that perpetrates the ways of the past. Further, all employees in government departments that oversee or directly engage with Indigenous children's welfare should receive cultural training that is reviewed regularly. We must always consider UNDRIP, the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, with particular reference to GN39, every time we make decisions regarding our children. We call for recommendations of the MRIP visit to WA to be implemented in full. We call for recommendations of the Bringing Them Home report to be implemented in full, and that all current policies to be reviewed for harmful practices towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. I leave you with this quote from the Uluru Statement from the Heart. When we have power over our destiny, our children will flourish. They will walk into worlds and their culture will be a gift to their country. Mungu. Thank you.